This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama Symphony Orchestra violinist Mayumi Masri says her violin is like her voice. She speaks through her instrument. But on last Memorial Day weekend, Masri fell through a glass door and nearly severed her right arm at the elbow. She cut her artery and median nerve in the accident. And as you might imagine, she wondered if she would ever play the violin again. Masri had two major surgeries and thus began what doctors said would be an arduous healing process.
3 weeks after the surgeries, I started occupational therapy. I had to try bending every single joint of each finger, like 10 times, 4 times a day. That was a struggle because I couldn't feel anything, and just trying to make my fingers move without feeling anything is really tough. It's very strange. It's like you know that you're making a movement. You know you are using some kind of muscles to move something, but yet you can't feel what you're touching. And so it's like you're working so hard, and it's almost like you have air in your hands. You could feel resistance, but you can't actually feel the object in your hand. But with every day, I got a little bit stronger, a little bit better, and within a couple of weeks, I was able to do everything not 100% successfully, but I was definitely improving daily. I really would not have been able to recover as well as I did without the amazing support from my family and from my in-laws, who flew out to Birmingham to take care of me for 3 weeks, because I couldn't cook, I couldn't clean, I couldn't even shower by myself. I needed help to do everything. I also went to California, to San Francisco, to see a hand surgeon out there for a second opinion, and he specializes in musicians. His name is Dr. Markison, and he's all the musicians in the Bay Area absolutely recommended him. And I saw him about a month after the accident, and he admitted it was a really bad injury, but my surgeon in Birmingham did a great job, and I had a long road ahead of me, but he had faith that I would be able to play again. I saw him again at the end of the summer, 6 weeks later, and he could not believe the improvements that I had made. He said I was top 20% of fastest recoverers that he had seen in that time frame. So that gave me a lot of hope. He also did tell me that I would be able to play the violin or go back to work before March, which was very shocking to me because at that point I still had not played the violin. I took that to heart and just started practicing. It was end of August, and I actually rented a violin and bow because I was so scared I was going to drop my own bow or nick my violin or make a mark on it. And it was a little bit rough. I could barely do 5 minutes the first day. I mean, it was shaky. I picked up the bow. I couldn't feel it. My arm was quivering. It was awful. And I basically did 5 minutes a day for a couple of weeks, and I got stronger in those 5 minutes. By the time work started back up in September, I was probably up to 10 minutes a day. And then when I actually went back to work, which was November 30th, 5 months after the accident, I did a rehearsal. I played about an hour. It took me a month to prepare for that 1 hour rehearsal. I basically got the music a month ahead of time and just worked on it until I could get the whole thing down, and I called up my personal manager and said, I'm ready to play this concert. So I came back to work November 30th. It was the only concert I did, but I just felt so happy that I could be back on stage with my colleagues and friends. And I actually ended up being concert master for that performance. I'm a titled player, and so part of my job is to sit in the very first chair, stand up, tune the orchestra, lead the orchestra in bows, and have solos. And so I actually had a couple small solos my first concert back. It was a little bit scary, but they weren't super hard, so I knew I could handle it. But I was just so happy. I actually got like an ovation when I stood up to tune the orchestra. It was really touching to see that everybody was really happy to see me back. I went back to work full time in the new year. I am playing every single week, but I am not playing full programs. So I'm either doing a second half or a first half. So I'm trying to come back slowly, not pushing myself too hard. Last summer when I was with my parents and I said to them, you know, the day that I can play the opening of Don Juan, I'll be ready to go back to work. And at that moment, I was like, I cannot play Don Juan. I have not even picked up a violin. Around Thanksgiving, I decided, hey, let's just try this. And it wasn't great, but it wasn't bad. And it still has a ways to go, but I can play it.
Mayumi Masary is a violinist and assistant concertmaster with the Alabama Symphony Orchestra. The symphony opens their 2018 season this fall with Don Juan. The story was produced by WBHM's Esther Chemikili. And one note, the Alabama Symphony Orchestra is a financial supporter of WBHM, but WBHM's business and news departments operate independently.